Right now, it's time for Kids Q, designed to promote fun and healthy communication between parents and children. WCHL's Kids Question of the Week. Kids Q airs every Wednesday and Friday at 3:30. That would be now during the Aaron Keck Show. Presented, as always, by PTA Thrift Shop and the Youth Works on Main Collaborative, the beautiful community home for some great child-focused nonprofits, including Youth Forward, Triangle Bike Works, Musical Empowerment, the Skajaja Fund, Healthy Girls Save the World, and more. And we are joined in the studio to help us out with Kids Q by WCHL's own Victor Lewis, and a special guest for Wednesday instead of Friday, Gene Boldick, the host of the Weekend Water Cooler, who we will hear from again on Friday, but special appearance this week as well.
In addition to Friday.
More Gene, the better, I always say.
Exactly. More Gene, the better.
I always say that. It gets real weird when I'm ordering food at a restaurant.
I know I'm
going to
be struck by lightning now because my life is now complete. Thank you. That's very nice of you to say.
How are you doing?
I'm good. I'm in a very chippy mood today because I was watching the news and watched our president arrive on Capitol Hill and walk up the steps.
Mm-hmm.
And normally that wouldn't do that much to cheer me up, but it's really windy in Washington today.
Nice.
Oh boy! There's some
hot air blowing around.
There's some new and excellent footage of the hair.
Yeah, that's good. So, what did you do last night instead of watching the speeches?
Well, don't tell
me you watched the speeches.
I'm sorry to tell you, I guess. I watched the speeches so you wouldn't have to.
You can read the transcript online. It takes a minute.
Oh, but you lose so much in the transcript.
You do lose so much. That's why I do it.
Oh, my goodness. Yeah, well, that's a good point.
I want to experience it. I want to continually know exactly what we're dealing with.
I appreciate the, I don't want anybody telling me what this means. I want to get it unfiltered and then see what I think before I hear what anybody else thinks. And here's what I thought immediately about the response, which, by the way, got more ratings than his actual,
which is the president's comments.
Which is just delicious. But here's what got me was Schumer and Pelosi standing there, and I said, oh my God, it's American Gothic. Where's the pitchfork? Just the picture of the two of them standing there awkwardly at that podium was, the visual was almost overwhelming. How goofy it was.
Victor, tell me you didn't watch the speeches.
I did watch them.
Oh,
see,
I'm sorry.
You can read the transcript online.
But see, we
you can make your own opinion without having to listen to all of the pundits, because you don't have to watch the pundits either. It's terrific.
That's
you can
true.
Just ignore it all, and it's wonderful.
That's true. But, you know, look, but look, what are we going to do? Watch Carolina beat State for the millionth time in a row? Come on.
Yes.
Okay, well, I did that too.
That's actually less predictable than what Trump was going to say last night.
I did do that also. Yeah. But, you know, that was a yes and for me.
Nice. All right, all of that aside, are you ready for Kids Q?
Absolutely.
Yes, totally.
All right, here is today's question. Get around the radio. This is for everyone. I don't know how to segue from Trump discussion into this, but
that is a hard shift.
You haven't even heard the question yet.
Oh, boy.
If you could name your own flavor of ice cream, what would you name it and why?
This feels like the time when we asked about scented candles or something.
Yeah.
If I could name my own flavor of ice cream. I guess the name of the flavor is the flavor that you're inventing, right? So it can't just be...
Maybe, but as with scented candles, it could smell like pine and be called like autumn breeze or something like that.
That's a tough question, you know. I mean, you know, sober and everything.
I'm a fan of like the Ben and Jerry's mix a bunch of stuff into ice cream and name it something creative.
Like Cherry Garcia.
Yeah, like Cherry Garcia.
Right. Right. So
your Chucky Monkeys, your Americone Dreams, all those things.
That, okay, so now you've got to come up with like a pun based on...
Yeah.
Oh, man, I need advance notice. You know, they have focus groups to work on this for months before they come out with the flavor. I don't know if I can do that in 4 minutes, but... Geez, that's tough. I mean, I know that the flavor that I want is the taste of democracy. I just don't know what that taste would be. I think it would be palate cleansing. It would be light and breezy.
This is the most abstract ice cream. Yes.
Okay, so
abstract
it's gonna look like
yes.
the American flag. So Neapolitan ice cream, but with something blue instead of the chocolate.
So blueberry, maybe.
So strawberry, blueberry, and vanilla ice cream all mixed together.
Yeah, I like it.
It's what
like
it looks
it.
Like. What do you call
white
it?
White chocolate
though?
Ice cream instead of vanilla.
Or white chocolate ice cream.
Yeah.
Oh yes, I think white chocolate. Yes. Yes. Mm-hmm.
I'll be into
that's
that.
Deep. That's deep,
it is.
Victor. That's solving
zone.
A lot of issues.
That's where I live.
I think he is in the zone right there.
So
yeah.
I feel like I want to have a very, we're going to say late night focused ice cream here. Mm-hmm. I'm almost sad that AJ is here. Isn't here. I'm not sad.
Maybe
almost.
He's really here.
But I want to call it Grease's Pieces.
Grease's Pieces.
I want it to be bacon and potato chips and Reese's peanut butter cups blended into chocolate ice cream.
I don't think I'm with you on the potato chips, but I think I am with you
what
on everything
else. What if the chips
came
separately, like McDonald's Sunday style?
What if you just went to another aisle and bought some potato chips?
Because the consumers are lazy, Aaron.
So was it Stephen Colbert or Jimmy Fallon, I don't remember which, who in their Ben & Jerry's flavor, they put potato chips in it? I think it was Fallon.
I think that had to be Fallon because
Colbert
didn't.
That sounds
like
a Fallon move.
Yeah.
and you know, which was called Late Night Snack, right? Mm-hmm. When, that was
that
when he was doing
chips.
Late Night.
It seems like I may have stolen his idea.
Okay.
Oh, no.
I will see your Grease's Pieces.
That's
when somebody else says it, I realize how bad of an idea.
No, it's
was.
Terrible. But that's what you're going with now.
But that's the bacon. That's the bacon.
It's the bacon and the Reese's Pieces. But you want the potato chips give crunch. What about graham crackers instead of?
Or
Ritz crackers if you want the salt.
I think I could be down with the graham crackers.
Yeah,
graham crackers.
That sounds pretty good.
Yeah, because you use those for a pie crust, so that really would work.
There you go.
Would work.
Yeah.
It would be delicious, is the truth.
I love it.
So next week, everyone, come to WCHL when it's 12 outside and get your free promotional scoop of
Grease's Pieces. I think if we started selling Grease's Pieces ice cream outside of WCHL, that would be the best advertisement for Mapleview because everyone would just flock
fly
there.
Straight over
everybody
to
would
given
say,
what
well,
the
we're
competition
not getting that when Mapleview is right here
like
in town.
I feel like there's a very specific target audience I have for my bacon, salty, chocolate, peanut butter ice cream. What is your flavor, Aaron?
Oh, but you know what? If you put some caramel in there, that's salty
don't
and the caramel.
Don't tempt me, Gene.
I don't know.
I'm still trying to think because I like the Cherry Garcia and Americone Dream and all of that. So I'm running in my head trying to think of what politician or what public figure would I want an ice cream cone named after, and then what would the punny name be? Like what is the punny name on Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez?
I think I've got it though. It has a little serious tinge, but it would be a diet product, and it would be Harvey Ice Milk. Deal with it.
Mm-hmm. Like that.
It's out there. It's out there.
See, I was thinking On Air with Aaron Keck. And it's like cotton candy ice cream with
it's
those balls
very, see,
that are in bubble tea. What are those balls?
Oh, boba?
Yeah. And then it's like a theme of things that have air.
Oh, yeah.
Oh, nice.
Oh, wow.
Yeah.
That's pretty good,
cotton
too.
Cotton candy ice cream with little boba balls.
Yeah.
Uh-huh. I'm down with
There's
that.
There's a little magical thinking in that.
That's my answer.
I like it.
It's a lot better than what I was going to originally go with, which was to go back to Sideways Stories at Wayside School and have ice cream named after everyone in the room.
Oh, I love that.
All right. If you're driving around or if you're at home, wherever you are, whatever you're doing, ask yourself this question. Ask your kids this question. See where the conversation goes. If you have some great answers, patent them first and then share them with us on Facebook or Twitter. Tag us at WCHL Chapelboro and at YouthWorks on Main. Works with an X. Use the hashtag KidsQ. Victor Lois, Gene Boldick, thank you so much.
Thank you.
Thank you.